Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Steve Quayle has a lot of military and police sources, but what he's about to tell you is already confirmed. Maryland and California papers reported regular Army was spying on the Tea Parties all over the country. The FBI was out there putting people in databases. They're even announcing this on the news to create a chilling effect so you think you're not allowed to protest or demonstrate. It doesn't matter. Get past the fear. We're the majority. If they get us to cower and act all, you know, that's when the Berlin Wall finally fell and folks just didn't care anymore. We can do this, but this is a cowing, a psyop, calling the troops terrorists. Canada Free Press is reporting FBI spied on Tea Party Americans. We've posted reports as well about the Army doing this up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We're going to get into that and so much more for the next hour. Then Gerald Celente joins us. Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. We'll get his website up on screen as well. We're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Steve Quayle, it was a powerful show we did last Thursday on your show. Thanks for having me. It's good to have you here.
Well, Alex, I think the synergy that was present in the show that you did with me was the one that had to get as much information the shortest amount of time out. Because, again, what you have done and what I'm trying to do, and together we're doing it, is giving different sources and combining our sources and our intel gathering abilities and presenting, I'd say, the most realistic picture to the people that they could ever hope for. And if they listen to mainstream news, Alex, I'm telling them they're already mind-controlled, dead as zombies. Because the mainstream news is nothing more than the mouthpiece of the Illuminati. And let me go to immediately the story of the FBI spying on the Tea Party Americans. What most people don't understand is that there's compartmentalized intelligence within all of the areas of the military and all of the national security agencies and their offshoots. And even to some extent, obviously, the FBI has special compartmentalized intelligence. What happened is a directive went out to the 56 special agents in charge across the country to basically film and to put into the database in Washington, and we'll talk about the restricted access to that database in a moment, but everybody is basically being targeted. In other words, the Obama administration is going to quell all First Amendment rights. I've been told by my sources deep inside that the entire Patriot movement is to be categorized, it's to be cataloged, and we've known this, Alex, we've told people this, but they don't believe us. Now it's basically mainstream news, North.
And police should know they've been categorized. They don't just say troops. In the more internal documents that I've talked to sources and even allowed to see, but they're so classified, you know, we can't even bring them out here because that's the agreement with sources. They're classifying police. I mean, don't just think for a minute they're saying number one threat is veterans and gun owners and leaving cops out that aren't going to play along with this. When the Soviet takeover, Nazi takeover happens, they always have purges of the military and police. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and I want to make it clear, the police and all corresponding people that go along with the purges of the people that were listed by Janet Napolitano are absolutely, they're the blue list. They get taken out. That means liquidated, exterminated within 30 to 60 days after helping the powers that be, the New World Order people, to go after us. Now, let me read something because this is important, Alex. This is really critical, okay? The information that was collected by the special agents in charge was submitted to Washington. We're at the level of the National Security Branch. This information was to include the Office of the Director of Intelligence, the DI, and integrated with a restricted access database, one that reportedly is accessible by only two agencies of the 14 agencies that comprise U.S. intelligence community, according to the source. Over the years, when I have talked about the red and blue list, people always say, well, I want a copy of the list. Well, it's probably some of the most controlled information or data out there. It even goes on to say that not all special agents in charge, they weren't to inform everybody within their department. So this was a national security-directed intel gathering event to put into the database to basically come after everybody.
SteveQuayle.com, Infowars.com. Steve, stay there. We'll be right back. They're attempting to have a putsch, a takeover of the United States. Then they will kill at least half the country. Will they get away with it?
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. Steve Quayle, recap who you are, what you do for... I've got a lot of new affiliates lately. Some folks may not know who you are. Just like a lot of folks don't know who I am when I'm on your show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, the intel you've got. It integrates 100%. Everything you were saying when I was on your show last Thursday was clicking and making connections. And we've got all the pieces of the puzzle. We know it's classic tyranny, but the most virulent form ever. And we know it's a fast-growing viral infection of tyranny. We know this is the virulent signature or wavelength or type. I mean, no doubt this is... Folks, when I get up here, and I tell you, they're going to set up a bank of the world with a, you know, world carbon taxes on everything you do and ban fireplaces. It's already happening in many states. I mean, all I'm doing is reading their documents. You have to understand, these are the people that funded Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot. They are vicious, okay? And they, we have always been who they want to take down, and they want to do a Ukrainian-type takedown of this nation. Steve Quayle, you've got the floor. And you've got the floor. I'm going to just sit back. Go.
Well, the idea is that you nailed it so correctly, Alex. This is a slaughter in the preparation mode, okay? And we've got to basically make as many duplicates copies of your videos and get them out to everybody. But here's the thing I think that people need to understand. While there is yet a whisper of time to make a difference, you've got to seriously write your senators, congresswomen, scream at the top of your lungs, write editorials, get on talk shows, and demand Janet Napolitano's resignation. Now, here's why I say that. When these guys, and they test, they always take, it's three steps forward, two steps backward, but they still end up a step ahead at the end of the day. The idea that all returning vets would be painted with terrorist brush, and Alex, we need to cover this. The reason the definition of terrorism is being broadened is so that under the terrorism rule, you will be denied due, you'll be denied due process. And all those issues that you've talked about before on your shows, this is where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. And it's everybody but them, Alex, and that's what I think is the missing link in our conversations with all the listening audience and all the audience that's viewing your taped videos, listening to you and I around the world. And by the way, the rest of the world sees what's going on in retrospect. I'm getting half a dozen emails a day from people all around the world that listen to you, listen to I, that people put us up on YouTube. You're up on YouTube. I'm up on YouTube. But the deal is that people have got to understand. This is when you've drawn the attention of the world's population to the occult nature of the Illuminati and the Bohemian Grove and everything. I don't think people understand. Once the blood begins to flow, it does not stop. And I can tell you, I've talked to the highest ranking military officials that there are, way beyond what most people even know exist. I've talked to people from NORTHCOM. I've talked to different individuals. And all the thing they're saying, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. I talked to one of the world's lead surveillance providers of equipment to the government. And he said, a retired Navy SEAL friend of his said, get all the guns you can. I'm just telling you what I'm being told. Get all the food you can, because very soon the economy is going to be brought to a screeching halt. So all this yippy-skippy feel-good talk that's out there coming, well, things have turned around. Oh, really? What's changed? What has changed so dramatically that things have turned around? The idea, Alex, at the bio event or a nuclear event, very soon. Now, here's the thing that people have got to realize. That list that was posted, especially, but that you went into great detail with, that we talked about together, you talked about separately, is absolutely the hit piece for vilifying a group of people who will be blamed for what is going to be initiated in this country. And because the events are going to be so horrific and so awesome, when I say awesome, not in a good sense, but just so overwhelmingly wicked and evil, people will do anything. They'll clamor. They'll scamper. They'll absolutely run in total amazement at the level of devastation. Because, again, when you and I have detailed the globalist plan to take the population of the world down from 6 billion to 500 million, they're serious about that. And I want to share something else. The idea that we're being told anything close to the truth, you've got to get through your minds, ladies and gentlemen, that there is no truth coming out of mainstream news. Did you see Anderson Cooper, mocking in his gay overtones the entire tea bag movement? You know, that's not what it's called, but that means something special.
They're now saying anyone on MSNBC on show after show, it's a talking point, who protests the banks hates black people. So they're trying to stir up race war. They're creating division, and that's their talking point. You're a neo-Nazi if you don't like the bankers, or you're a right-wing extremist when it's the majority. 98% of people in polls are against the bankers. They're making their move, and Steve, as you know, they have now called for what we knew they were going to do and predicted they would do on record. They're going to make it public stock. The money the federal government put in the banks is going to be public stock. That means it's being stolen completely.
Absolutely. And this is the thing that people don't understand. Money always is transferred from weak hands to strong hands. And the powerhouse now, and I said this 10 years ago, Alex, I said China will be built up. The Chinese economy will become the greatest economy in the world at the expense of the American economy. Our technology, our entire banking system will shift to the East, and obviously that's what Jimmy Rogers has been saying for years too. But the thing that people don't understand is this is a blueprinted destruction of the American way of life.
That's why they pay. Listen, I hate to interrupt, but you're right. That, folks, he's not just saying this. That's why they pay tax incentives to leave. That's why only the U.S. and Western Europe and Canada and Australia and New Zealand have to do the carbon cuts. They're saying in the next 2 to 10 years, or phasing in over the next 10, that will destroy what's left of our industry. China and India don't have to make those cuts. This is designed to shut us down. Go ahead.
Well, I think the best example of that is the credit fiasco that's going on with credit cards. And by the way, information came into me, I think, over the weekend that Chase was down on their credit card processing from people that actually work for Chase. So I think that what people have got to understand is, look, we were all sold this bill of goods called what would you call it? Forever prosperity, or prosperity forever. And just the houses would never go down, your job is secure, blah, 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 and go out and borrow 125% of your house or your home's value. What people don't understand is the court. This is what's important. When Ansel Rothschild made the statement, give me control of a nation's money and I care not who writes its laws, Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, and I'm saying that they who control the money control the evil. Look at it's now changed from those evil bankers that are caught literally, with their $500 million golden parachutes, and now it's all the Patriots' fault, and we're all a bunch of racists. Alex, I used to write extensively on Cold War scenarios for war, given the access I was given to different documents and people over the years, and I have sat down with double agents, both the United States government and former Russian agents, after the breakup of Soviet Union, in public, and they said, you Americans are so stupid, we're going to steal your country. Now, I'm not just saying this is a Russian thing, and we're going to generate a civil war. Now, if you look at it, and they said, and even people who have argued against you and I all these years, now they can't deny it when they're out of a job, when their 401s, 201k, or whatever, it's half of what it's worth. And by the way, 60 Minutes did a piece on that. I've told people, you've told people, look, they've got to get out of their 401ks or IRAs. But the same group of sinister, scumbag, international elitists are sucking the last dollars out of the American population's pockets by saying, oh, what a buying opportunity. What a bottom line. You're going to have Gerald Celente on in the next hour, aren't you?
Yes.
And Gerald has said, look, it's going to be revolution of the streets. And the thing that's important for people to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I use the term whisper of time left. And the point is that you have got to stand up. You can't just count on Alex Jones, though you can. You can't just count on me and all the other voices out there. It's got to be your voice. And I'm serious, Alex. Every single veteran should be writing a letter to their congressmen and senators demanding Janet Napolitano's resignation.
And let me stop you. It's not that they even so much listen. It's a trial balloon. They admit this. They're always testing things.
Absolutely.
Notice Obama said a month ago, we're going to put satellite tracker boxes in all your cars and tax them by the mile. The
right.
Public said no. They backed off. But they're still going to try it later. They do this on every single issue. Like he's saying, I don't want to ban all your guns now. It's too politically unpopular, and then his own people snicker in Congress. Yeah, we've got to rob them all first. And it is the fact, imagine you're the globalist. They want to bring the U.S. down. It's always been their main target. They've used us as an engine of the New World Order. Now they're done with us. What do they do about 100 million gun owners? They use that against us. They can't march out against us, so they destroy the economy. Crime breaks down. Society breaks down. The military is already trained and ready to go out on the streets. Then they stage shootouts between patriots and the military. They send the military into missions where the patriots will fight them. Then the globalist main enemy that I've been saying for years, and now it's public news, the military and the American people kill each other. That's what three-dimensional real chess in the New World Order is all about. They are divide and conquer at multi-levels. Everything they do is divide liberal for a conservative, black from white. Everything they do is divide military from the people, police from the people, so they can play us off against each other while they sit back offshore and do it. Steve, what do we do then, knowing they're running the PSYOP and how they're hyping the rioting and all of this and pushing it?
Well, the Brotherhood of Darkness cannot stand the light, but even more than that, there is the ability to resist. You know, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. First thing people have got to understand, and you've built this case so many years, Alex, is that this is a supernatural, Lucifer-worshipping cadre of intensely evil people. And you can't even put evil in the context of the standard understanding of
it's
evil.
Basically 1,000 Sith Lords.
Well, absolutely. And then I'd add on steroids, okay?
Yes.
Because again, the thing that we've got to realize, and not only realize, is this. They can be held back. Whether they can be stopped or not, you and I both know if they go to their dirty deed bag of tricks and use a hyper plague. And for the record, I was the first guy almost 15 years ago talking about the reconstitution of the 1918 Spanish flu.
No, I know.
Flu.
When I first heard you 15 years ago, I remember, Steve, everything. I remember you were saying, 15 years ago, get out of the derivatives, right when they were starting. Stay there. Steve Quayle, straight ahead. A lot of news, a lot of analysis, key information.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Steve Quayle, we know since at least the late 1970s, everything the federal government has done is prepare for massive emergencies and taking over county and city governments. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, and others clearly state that the attack is based on the governors and the Congress, that the government will, that the illegitimate National Security Council, as the Washington Post reported last month, is basically already in a dictatorship through NORTHCOM, through Space Command, which is a real Space Command, but the public isn't even aware of it, even though it's published. This is the real government. They're gearing up for bird flu. We know that they put it in the vaccines in Europe, shipped it all over the world. Suddenly we're getting Reuters and London Telegraph articles about people dying being given the vaccine. Weird trials where they tell people it's one shot and give it to them and they die. do you think we're really coming up to the point where they're going to do it? Because in my gut, I've never been so upset.
Absolutely. And, Alex, I think the time may have already been telegraphed by FEMA, you know, their national level exercise that's coming on through the 27th to 31st of July. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
And the situation that's going to be telling on that, and I think most people need to understand this.
Now, tell folks about it who may not be aware.
Okay, well, the FEMA national level exercise is going to go on throughout the country, and it's all scaled around domestic terrorism. Now, why this is critical is because command, control, and communication is the key. And during an exercise, you and I have always cautioned, and most people are alert enough that listen to us to know now, that when there is an exercise taking place, it could be a cover for the real thing.
Yeah, when back in 2000 when they released the weaponized foot and mouth, they later admitted accidentally out of Port and Down in England, they were doing an exercise around the country, and then magically it popped up in a two-day period where they were doing the exercise.
Absolutely. And so the thing that's important for everyone to recognize, it only takes one command word from NORTHCOM to change it from an exercise into full-scale implementation. Now, Alex, I've been talking to too many people in the background about Henry Kissinger's statement about there will be no private firearms ownership in the United States after September this year. So if it's going to take 30, 60 days to slaughter everybody, they're going to slaughter. And, you know, I get a lot of flack, Alex, when I talk about this. But I can tell you point blank is that right now we're seeing that quelling or the ending of all First Amendment rights, period, okay?
If and they've announced they're getting, we know the government's war gaming, attacking people's systems through the Internet, and with Jay Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without the Internet.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is that, and I want to share this, I'm going to be posting today later an orange alert, and it's going to basically make the appeal to everyone who's taken their oath of office. And I know you've had the Oath Keepers head guy on and stuff, but what I don't think people understand is that over the next several months, law enforcement and the military are going to be given unlawful, illegal orders and unconstitutional orders to round up and purge dissidents against all the New World Order crowd.
Now, you've never talked like this, Steve. You're saying you believe they're preparing to move. How do we short-circuit them doing that?
Well, first of all, we know for a fact that we've been able to short-circuit by exposing this stuff, okay? Now, all I know as Alex, I believe we're buying time. We're buying time for people to get prepared. But the fact is that the red list, and the red list is still a real list. You know, it's funny, isn't it, that we've been getting...
Well, they now have the no-fly list with over 1,100,000 totally innocent people on it. And now
right.
They're saying that's going to be a no-buy list. Go ahead.
You got it. See, it goes from no fly to no buy. And also, let me share this. All the globalists have had to do is stop the importation of goods. And that's why, you know, obviously we're seeing guns and we're seeing firearms and ammunition, short supply, blah, blah, blah. But it goes all the way through the whole system. People are saying they go to this mart, that mart.
The military refuses to sell its brass now to the gun manufacturers for ammo. I've got... If you just Google Homeland Security visits gun owner, thousands of hits. I did it yesterday. You bought 1,000 rounds. Why? Homeland Security, secret police, arresting people who bought a few thousand rounds of ammo, saying it's an arsenal when it's not even against the law. Go ahead.
Right. And I want to share this. People are noticing, and I'm getting massive amounts of data telling us that checkpoints are being set up on the on and off ramps, especially in Virginia, south of Washington, D.C. Now, these are new things, Alex. Even up here in Montana, you know, we're about probably 40 to 50 miles between any city, if you can call
they
them that.
They got regular army popping up when governors say you're not allowed to do this. In Tennessee, the army still comes out.
Yep. And again, the thing is that what I'm saying is I believe we have the real debt. Now, listen, here's the other thing I'm telling everybody, and I want to make this clear, and I can't go into detail, but you can read between the lines. The idea, ladies and gentlemen, that if veterans are vilified to ultimately be liquidated, then you've got to understand those with special qualifications are going to be the ones in the first fight. So I'm telling all former combat veterans, special forces, Green Berets, Delta, and special operations personnel who are out of the service that they must change their physical location. Now, I'm telling you there's a reason why. For a long time, and I don't think people understand.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
The United States has had a hedge of protection up around it. Doesn't mean we hadn't had wars and hundreds of thousands dead per major war. It was like 500,000 in the Civil War, a couple hundred thousand in World War I, World War II. Slavery, all those things, but the rest of the world is barbarism and enslavement, where thugs run everything. Now, the big bankers in control engineered the Russian Revolution. They funded Hitler. That's on record. Mao, Pol Pot. And they're planning that here, clearly. I remember telling you 10 years ago they had secret dossiers on all gun owners and all this. Now they just admit it. They're paying off the preachers, even small preachers we've confirmed, who have small home churches are getting Homeland Security letters about, remember Romans 13, you do what the government tells you. And these are, of course, preachers that have been speaking out against the government. I mean, Steve, this is a secret police. This is a criminal government that knows it's about to do even more horrible things, so it's trying to get everybody to stand down. But then they know it's going to blow up into rebellion, and then they're going to call everybody that's standing up terrorist. My God, this is going to be a horrible situation, Steve. But, I mean, police, military, former special forces, you're really saying the government's going to come after them? I mean, where are they going to get these forces in the first wave? I see them playing us off against each other in the first wave till society breaks down, then going and doing the red and blue list. But you say you've got other intel. Go ahead.
Got other intel, and let me share this. It comes from the highest realms of the military themselves, and it comes from some of the best placed sources. And when I say this, you know, look, The deal is, Alex, is that the hunter-killer teams are coming. NATO has been brought in this country. Remember when Secretary of Defense Gates said that they may need to call on NATO to bring in troops because we were deployed all over the world? We told people that was the plan, to deploy U.S. troops who would be loyal to the United States, their oath, defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and to bring in NATO troops. There are agencies that specifically do nothing but literally monitor the whereabouts of all these different individuals.
Now, no, we've always known that. I mean, they constantly spy on the vets who think that doing all these black ops, the government loves them. They hate you because they know you're going to resist when they try the Soviet-style purge. Go ahead.
Right, and I think that they could have called us BS brokers or whatever. They've called me worse than that. I'm sure you've had it worse than that. But the point is, Napolitano basically validated everything that you and I have been warning about for these past 15, 10 years, whatever. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, how dare they vilify a group of men and women who would lay down their lives for their country and then turn them into the enemy with the same brush as, oh, those gun owners, those constitutionists, those patriots, those right-wing terrorists, blah, blah, blah. If we don't command a lawsuit, a multifaceted lawsuit against the, and I'm telling you, these are hate crimes, ladies and gentlemen. They're totalitarian hate crimes, and they are violating your civil rights. And not only are they violating your civil rights, they're, in essence, Alex, the Napolitano document has solidified the execution warrants that are already issued.
And it shows they're the bad guys. I mean, look, foreign banks are looting the GDP in 6 months. The whole, all the production of the country stolen in half a year for an entire year. They are just running rampant, stealing everything. The only reason I think you may be right, they may go hot and sooner rather than later, Steve, unless we get the word out like our lives depend on it, is because all the rich people for 3 years have been leaving the United States, and I mean the billionaires. And
I've talked to them.
A lot of them live here in Austin. And they're freaked out themselves going, oh, yeah, you don't know the elite. I'm getting the hell out of here. Oh, yeah, there won't even be an America. And I go, what do you mean there won't be an America? And they just said, there won't be an America. I don't know what that means, but I just can't believe they're doing this.
Well, here they are doing it, Alex. And the problem is that when it becomes so in your face, it's one thing to warn about it for years or a decade and a half. It's another thing when everything you've warned about is now present on your plate. Now, also, the feds are going to tell the military and law enforcement people to send their families to so-called safe zones.
And they're going to say that we're killing... See, this is key, and I've always had this thought and researched it, and I always forget to say it on air. They're going to kill some of the select police and military. I just differ on how many with you, and then blame it on us. Sorry,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. And that's the nature of my orange alert that's going up on my website today, or maybe up tomorrow. But here's the deal. Understand this, Alex. The military and law enforcement are going to be promised the protection of their families, okay? And then their family members are going to be used as a lever to get them to comply with the illegal orders to kill U.S. citizens and round them up and send them to camps. And children. See, remember we were breaking the info about, well, all these kids are going to be locked down in schools and moved to safe zones? You would do anything to keep your family alive, wouldn't you?
And I remember you saying that 12, 13 years ago, myself reporting it. Then we got sent footage from places like Missouri and the Ozarks where they load the elementary up with their hands up on buses without telling them where they were going, take them to a FEMA camp, and then call the parents and say, you've got to come here to pick them up. And it was an admitted drill. And now the news admits during the collapse of society, they are going to have the military and police, quote, move in to defended camps for themselves. My God, what a sickening plan they've devised.
Well, this is, I think the word sickening, satanic, diabolic, Luciferian wickedness. Now, Jesus said, and Alex, I'm quoting Jesus because when he tells it like it is, you don't have to question it like it is. He said, there's never been a time like it in history, nor would be again. And I got to tell you, that upsets me when I...
Worse than the days of Noah.
Absolutely. And the thing that I think that people need to recognize right now is that, look... Their hopes, their dreams, their futures, their earning capacity, everything that they've worked hard for all their life has been literally taken away from them by the very people that are now using the media and the mouthpieces and the vomit brokering whores to vilify us. And remember, they identify, they vilify, they nullify, and now they destroy. And so what I'm telling people, I could not be more serious. The lateness of the hour demands that people become active. They can't let Alex Jones do it. They can't let Steve Quayle do it. They can't let whoever their favorite or non-favorite talk radio show, they have to do it. And see, again, well, the idea is, listen, they can even tell the level of resistance by how many people complain. Do you follow me? See,
yes.
Only a million people complain. They go, that's a piece of cake.
They're testing our defenses. They're testing our picket line.
You got it. Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. So they're testing the picket line. Now, here's one thing that everyone can take great hope in. The thing is that there is a promise, and there are promises, that they that know the living God shall be strong and do exploits. There are amazing people, Alex, still in the military. There are amazing people. Not all of them are sold out to the devil. But the problem is, and this is the big issue, I have been told by top-level military brass that literally the U.S. military assets are going to basically be left in Europe so that the Luciferians, and let me share this with you, the whole private Hessian army thing is all based on the fact that all the money has been diverted from the regular military. Notice their budgets are being cut. But isn't it amazing that multi-billion dollar contracts are being given to defense contractors, i.e. Blackwater Now Z, and also...
Oh, no, there's been major news articles written. There's been major articles written about how all these big companies have hired their own armies or produced their own armies. They've been getting ready for a siege mode for decades, hardening their corporate and government facilities to literally shut the economy down in a Great Depression. But now we're not agrarian, we're not rural, so that's their main weapon, is just shutting everything off. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And again, the situation is that, listen, if you're taking assets that should be used to defend the country, and see, this is what I wish the military would understand, especially those who still love this country. They basically, a lot of the multi-star generals and stuff that have been gone into retirement or forced into retirement, et cetera, they basically are not aware of the degree of subterfuge on the international financial scene. I have contacts, Alex, in both Beijing and Hong Kong, and they tell me point blank, and you can't get any better connected, that most of the bailout money is being sent overseas to buy commodities. Then a big story comes on that China's buying all the copper they can. China knows what's getting ready to happen. The United States, which has been one of the most amazing producing countries in the world, we've exported in the good days, we exported food, we exported our technology, we exported things that could help people's lives be better. Then the greed monsters from hell show up, and they desire, hey, we're not done just plundering the United States. We got to plunder the planet. And it's planetary plundering on a demonic, supernatural, Luciferian level that's taking place. And the people, you know, what I watched, let me jump to 60 Minutes. What I watched, the common theme of all the people that lost half their retirement or all their retirement, they were too busy to pay attention, Alex. They were too busy to pay attention to their future, to their finances, because they let somebody else do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? If people
yes.
look to you and I to be the only guys to do it, that's why you've got a copy, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you're right.
You've got to do everything you can do. Those of you in the military that are given an unlawful and unconstitutional order, at the time it's given, that's the point you have to deal with it. And I'll let the imaginations of those. Getting back to somebody who said, why Special Forces, Delta, all the guys that have specialized training, because they can teach others. And this is the thing, Alex. Too many coincidences. Right now, Criminal Investigation Division of the military is investigating a couple Army deaths at one of the Army hospitals.
Well, they killed, they're constantly killing the Delta Force people when
Absolutely.
They come back. And I saw a report, suicides are at like 10 times, I think it was even higher. I just Googled record military suicides. It was just astronomical, off the charts. Most of these aren't suicides, they're killing people.
Absolutely. And isn't there a big story by Seymour Hersh about a former high-level U.S. vice president that was heading up the hit squads?
Absolutely.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. Here's the thing you've got to do. You've got to turn off the bloody TV. I call it the zombie machine. That zombie machine is a mind-controlling, neuro-linguistic programming device. That's why they're even bigger, Alex. You walk into Costco, you know, 100 TVs, basically, you know, 40, 50 inches, whatever big they are, right there, beaming out, streaming out. But what I don't think...
Hey, I took RTF 15-plus years ago, And they openly admitted there were subliminals in billboards, radio, TV, all the big productions. And then they admit the flicker rate, the way they put all the different screens on there. They'll have like 10 screens behind them where your conscious mind can't pick it all up, but your subconscious mind kicks in. Then the info beams right in. I mean, they've got multi-layers of propaganda and programming. And I catch myself watching Obama listening when he does that perfect cadence when he goes, I mean, I can't even do it like he does it. And then I read top neurolinguistic programmers that are, you know, mainstream scientists working for governments. They say he's a master at it. He's up there literally hypnotizing people.
And this is something, again, before people boo-boo or say, oh, you're both crazy. Here's the thing. You know, the people that were fat and sassy with a heavy retirement and, you know, $500,000 house in Austin and no worries, now they're out on the streets, not only in Austin, but all the major cities in the United States. Ask yourself this, ladies and gentlemen, how is it that everybody who saw it coming, and those of us who were warning about it way before even Peter Schiff and Gerald came on the scene, we've been warning about it, but we were always marginalized. Now the bottom line is the Illuminati's out in such plain sight. You know, Alex, you've heard the same thing I've heard. There's nothing you can do to stop us. That's their threat. They're, you know, we don't care what you tell. It's too late. Well, I maintain as long as somebody's got breath and the will and desire to take their oath seriously. You know, even God says don't take an oath haphazardly. Let your yeas be yea and your nays be nay. For any more than that proceeds out of that, that's sin. It's simply stated. Jesus is saying an oath is something that someone binds themselves to. And so the new oaths that are being bounced out there, you know this, is that under the new administration, oaths will not be taken to the Constitution or pledged to the Constitution. I want to make a statement. When the very images of historic Christianity are covered up at the college, Georgetown, by request of the White House, and a pyramid is placed over that image on a black banner, And the President of the United States is basically the head in the middle of the pyramid. Let me share this what that means. It means
let me stop you. Let me stop
here
you.
Here comes the New World Order.
Yeah, but start over because I want to put that on screen. Guys, because we're at PrisonPlanet.tv, Google Georgetown University, White House request Christian images taken down Georgetown University, or White House request removal of Christian. And then put it up and show folks the Black Pyramid. Exactly. They didn't just remove the cross. They brought in the Black Pyramid, explained to people what that means. Hierarchical mass death. Here is our man on the black horse, the man on the white horse. You know, it's bringing you death. So start over, Steve.
Well, again, the idea was that prior to the president speaking at Georgetown, the request was made by the White House and by the staffers that all Christian imagery be covered up. Not only that, but especially the IHS, the very presentation of Jesus behind the place that Obama would be speaking. Now, to put a black pyramid up there, the pyramid is the ultimate, go to your dollar bill, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order. Basically, Alex, what that meant was, and I'm telling you, the Luciferian symbology is the old epic, or the old days are over. Onto the stage, stage right, comes the new deliverer, okay? It's not enough to just put that imagery up there. The ramification is that Obama is typing or being typed with the all-seeing eye on the pyramid, the eye of Horus, H-O-R-U-S. And not only that, that's probably the most in-your-face slap against heaven. Look, I'm not privy to the conversations going on in heaven right now, and I'm not being a wise guy when I'm saying this. But of all the insults that I think could ever be levied against the Lord Jesus Christ, that has to be one of the most dramatic. Now, let me share this, too, to people. A man who is superstitious, Obama carries talismans in his pocket. They presented them to the reporters. Remember that? He had a little monkey god named Hanuman?
Yeah, he carries the same talismans. Remember the big sports team owner in Memphis? And those rumors, there were little talismans up in a pyramid, up in the top of the pyramid.
Yep.
And we have the news articles. When they opened it up, it's the same talismans that Obama carries. They put it in Time and Newsweek. These are high satanic talismans. So exactly, it isn't just, oh, get that Jesus out from behind me. He believed that would lessen his power. Go ahead.
Yeah, and now you nailed it. It's power, Alex. Power is the quintessential. Look, I've known millionaires. I've known billionaires. I've talked to people that I don't know any of the trillionaires, but I know the people that work for the trillionaires, and there are trillionaires. The thing is that when you take a talisman, you are invoking the power of that. And the invocation of the power, you know the last person to do that in history on a major level? Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
And he did it in Berlin. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read a great book, read The Third Reich and the Occult. Because again, what I'm saying, Alex, is this. Even in the Bible, when evil spirits are cast out, they go and seek someone else to possess, okay? I wonder personally where that spirit that left Hitler was. When I saw who was speaking in Berlin, I didn't have to wonder anymore.
Well, you know, he literally went to Hitler's favorite speaking spot.
You got it. And behind him was a seat of, the seat of Satan that Jesus spoke about in the book of Revelation. And the actual, I don't know if you know this, but it resided in Pergamos, which is in Turkey. It was brought to the Berlin Museum, and a copy of it was literally behind him as he spoke to Berlin.
No, I did know that.
Well, and see, this is the thing, Alex. It's amazing how many years you've been talking about the Bohemian Grove, the occult nature of the Illuminati, and to have such illuministic symbols right thrown in your face. I got to tell you, brother, I don't know if there are any, seriously, I don't know. The thing that makes me furious is the ministers in this country that should be speaking the truth are now being castigated, castrated, and silenced by the Roman
Church. Well, I mean, you know, we've got a lot of atheists and agnostics listening. Even if they don't believe in God, our point is, as a scientific, historical fact, the elites do, and they believe in Satan and destruction and blood. I mean, it's a fact. Look out.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Quail with us 5 minutes to the next hour, then Gerald Celente. We'll take a few calls, Lenny, Brock, and others that are calling for him. I also want to encourage listeners to realize that now is the time to take action. People are ready to hear the truth now. Everything that they heard us talk about for years, almost everybody out there has heard Steve or myself, or, you know, he does Coast to Coast all the time, or his own show. They've heard myself or a half dozen other folks out there that get the big picture. Steve gets it. And he even adds a lot that I didn't know over the years. I learned a lot from him. We appreciate him. Now is the time to reach out to people. Even if you think it's all over, folks, it's the will to fight, the will to stand up. That's what saves you. Life is about the choice. And God hates cowards. I'll tell you that right now, folks. And it's so good to fight evil. It's what you're meant to do. That's why you're not fulfilled. Get the Obama Deception on DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Download it in super high quality when you're a member. Burn it to disk. Air it on Access TV. This film is literally sending shockwaves across the nation right now. Let's intensify that even more. Let's get a reprieve for Nineveh so we have more time to wake up more people. Let's reverse this thing. Let's try to lessen the strikes of the New World Order, you know, on our head with their hammer. It's just so important. So InfoWars.com or toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. Steve, fire out the Q files for folks. SteveQuayle.com. How do you spell Quayle for those that don't know how?
Quayle.com. And Alex, my orange alert is posted. I mean every word of it, and I also want to get one thing in before I sign off with you. We're getting reports from all over the country that census takers are showing up, but they're not showing up at every home in the neighborhood. They're selectively showing up and taking GPS readings. They seem to be going off another list, and somebody that had this happen said he and his neighbor are both gun owners, and they were the only two in the neighborhood that had that happen. Now, of course, they could be going off the ATF Form 4s or 4473s or whatever, you know, is filed with whomever. But I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not identify, vilify, and make them the brunt of all the world's evil like Janet Napolitano did without the object, ultimate object of being the destruction of everyone. And, Alex, I agree with you. We buy every second of time we can for people. We buy every minute, every hour. Every day is one more moment of God's infinite mercy pleading with people to see what's coming down. You know, listen, when the God is out there, those who worship Satan ought to figure out that obviously if Satan hates God and Satan identifies that God, Christians, and Jesus are his enemies, then maybe there's another side to the story besides the one they've been indoctrinated with all these years. Alex, we're at the latest point in all time. And given the rhetoric is increasing, and I tell you this, we know actions follow rhetoric, but ladies and gentlemen, if you will step up, if you will absolutely, as veterans, let your voices be heard, and those of you who will not step up, then at least help the veterans financially. Some of these men and women who are some of the most amazing men and women in the world are on the streets or in flop houses because everybody's abandoned them. And Alex, the idea of cutting off veterans' benefits is tantamount to executing them. That's my statement.
Well, I'm going to hold you over one more minute and take a few calls. You got time for that?
Sure.
But going back to him saying, cover up the name of Jesus in the church where he was going to speak, I mean, politicians have always gone and spoken at churches, even if they're not even Christians.
Right.
This is a message. You know, they do this on purpose. This is a highly religious man. People say he's a Muslim. No, he's not a Muslim. He's a Luciferian.
Right. The promised one has come. And if you take the, if you understand, okay, when the Illuminists talk about the Great One or the Promised One, they're not talking about the Messiah. They're talking about the literal, physical incarnation of Lucifer on the planet.
You're saying you believe the Illuminists believe he is the Antichrist.
I believe that. I don't know that he's the Antichrist, but I'm telling you, if they look at him. Now, remember, there's a time in the Bible where the Antichrist is the Antichrist, and then he gets literally possessed by the devil.
You're saying he's a prototype. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.